Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome to Pearls of Great Price. I'm your host, Veronica Hughes. I'd like to thank all of you that are tuning in today, and I especially want to thank you for clicking on the like button. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. It gives me a lot of encouragement for continuing my research and work for these podcasts. So thank you very much. May God bless you abundantly. I am very inspired about the podcast that I'm going to do today because it's about one of my favorite pieces of literature from the Holy Fathers, Homily 52 by St. Isaac the Syrian, from his ascetical homilies. I first encountered this homily when my husband read it to me about a year ago when I was really struggling with a lot of things, but especially having faith. And I felt that this homily really answered multiple pleas and prayers that I had. So I would love to share it with you today. It's a long homily, so I'm going to give you snippets of it in two parts, in this podcast and in the next one. And for those of you that would like to read the entire text of this homily, I do have it on my blog. So there is a button, a link on my profile for this podcast, and you can also go to my website, which is pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com. So that's pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com, and there's a navigation button for my blog on my author's website. And if you go to this particular podcast, you will find a link to the full content of the first half of Homily 52. And then in my next podcast, I will put in the next link to the second half of Homily 52. Okay, so we'll get going right now. I hope that was clear. And I'll be giving you some of my commentary as well. Hopefully not too much, because there's a lot in here that's a wonderful just wonderful for helping us to understand the difference between faith and worldly knowledge. And so when St. Isaac refers to nature, he's going to talk about nature a lot in this homily. He's referring to nature in terms of like gravity or the things of nature that we see with our eyes that, you know, would say, well, if there's, you know, you can't walk on water, which we know, of course, Christ did and some of the saints have done. So he's talking about this domain that we view with our eyes and our senses and with our mind that's scientific and requires proof and investigation. And all of that that we've been raised with, our worldly nature, which interferes with our ability to acquire faith. Okay, so we'll get going here with St. Isaac of Syrian's Homily 52. It is well known that knowledge cannot exist without investigation, but faith requires a way of thinking that is single, limpidly pure and simple, far removed from any divisiveness or invention of methods. So I'll read that again. It is well known that knowledge cannot exist without investigation, but faith requires a way of thinking that is single, limpidly pure and simple, and far removed from any divisiveness or invention of methods. So this should be a clear tip-off to us that our mind is not in the right frame of mind when we're thinking too complicated or logically. And, you know, I will fall into this a lot, and I also see it's related to problem solving and solutions on our part, and all of that is outside of faith. The home of faith is childlike thought and a simple heart. This is St. Isaac now. Knowledge keeps within the boundaries of nature in all its paths, but faith makes its journey above nature. Knowledge, and he's talking about worldly knowledge now, does not allow itself to experience anything that is ruinous to nature. And of course, the term leap of faith has a lot to do with overcoming our worldly perceptions of things, taking a leap of faith, stepping out of what we know, and putting our faith in the providence of God. Back to St. Isaac. And it keeps far away from it. So knowledge keeps far away from anything that is ruinous to nature. But faith readily submits itself to this and says, upon the asp and the bullocks shalt thou tread, and thou shalt trample upon the lion and the dragon. So this is me saying this. Faith is fearless. It doesn't act based on fear, but knowledge does. Fear accompanies knowledge, but confidence accompanies faith. The more a man journeys in the pathways of knowledge, the more he is shackled by fear and cannot be found worthy of freedom from it. But he who follows faith straightway becomes a free man and a ruler of himself, and as a son of God, he freely wields all things with authority. When I first read this, my heart leapt, because I just, you know, it was like an epiphany. I realized that I'm in fear a lot, and that my fear is always connected with what I know, but faith is not. It's connected with what God knows and what he communicates to our heart. So, onward. Let's see here. Okay, but knowledge can do nothing without matter. Knowledge is not so bold as to attempt anything that is not given to nature. How so? The liquid nature of water cannot support upon its back the footsteps of a body. The man who comes too close to fire burns himself. And whosoever should rashly oppose nature in this fashion brings himself into peril. But faith transgresses them with authority, saying, if thou go through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, and the rivers shall not overflow thee. Faith has many times worked such things before the eyes of all creation. And back to me now, and this we know, for Christ walked on water, Mary of Egypt walked on water. He and his saints have healed countless people. Christ fed 5,000 with only a few loaves and fishes. And more than that, he not only fed their bodies, but he fed their souls. So back to St. Isaac. If knowledge were given the opportunity to attempt such things, it would in no wise be persuaded. And back to me again, and I'll say, this is where I hear myself saying, you cannot do this, Veronica, because of this or that, and blah, blah, blah. All my considerations, my fears, my issues, and that's just what the devil wants me to think and believe, but it's not true. I can choose to not listen to this worldly voice that has spoken to me for years. Okay, back to St. Isaac. For it is by faith that men have entered into the flames and bridled the burning power of the fire, walking unharmed as in the midst thereof, and they have trodden upon the back of the sea as on dry land. And all these things are above nature and opposed to the ways and means of knowledge. Do you see how faith has shaken the foundations of knowledge and proven it futile in all its ways and laws? Do you see how knowledge keeps within the limits of nature? Do you see how faith passes above nature in traveling on the pathway of its journey? And I will resoundingly say, yes, this is why Christ came to earth, to help us to see this distinction between our worldly knowledge and spiritual knowledge and faith. Back to St. Isaac. The ways and means of knowledge governed the world for a little more or less than 5,000 years, and man was in no wise able to raise his head from the earth and perceive the power of his Creator. For this was not until our face shone forth and freed us from the gloom of earthly labors and futile slavery that seeks fruitless distraction. And I will say, how much time have I spent in my life with fruitless distractions to take me away from the pain of my seeming failures and disappointments in life, which are all related to my worldly way of thinking? Am I not ready to focus my heart and my mind on something higher? And I will say, yes. Okay, back to St. Isaac. There is no knowledge that is not needy, however rich it may be, but heaven and earth cannot contain the treasures of faith. The man whose heart is upheld by the confidence of faith will never be in want, and when he has nothing, by faith he possesses all. As it is written, all things, whatever ye shall ask in prayer, ye shall receive, and again, the Lord is at hand, have care for nothing. So now we're going to thank you so much, St. Isaac, for all of that wonderful wisdom, and we're going to complete this podcast with Elder Joseph and a quote from Monastic Wisdom to help us further deepen our spiritual understanding of what St. Isaac is saying to us about the difference between worldly knowledge and faith. And we're going to start with Elder Joseph talking about, again, that one of the foundation points of faith is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, says the wise Solomon. And the fathers agree. And I say to you, blessed and thrice blessed is the man that fears the Lord. Psalm 111, 1. So this is Veronica again. So when a person truly fears God and has dedicated his life to God, he knows that God is capable of working anything in his life, especially that which is beyond our understanding. For that person trusts and knows God in his heart. He believes that God is greater than his mind. And believe me, I am still working on this one. Back to Elder Joseph. From this divine fear, faith in God is born. Then a person believes wholeheartedly that since he has completely dedicated himself to God, God in turn assumes all solicitude for him. So when this faith takes root, that kind of knowledge is completely abolished, which gives rise to doubt about everything, decreases faith, and many times eliminates it, for it has nature on its side since we were brought up with it. But once faith is victorious after many trials, and so that's really important for us to remember, that our faith is deepened by our trials. And Elder Joseph often talks about this, that it's through our sufferings and our trials that we are brought closer to Christ and that our faith is deepened. So take heart. Our trials are there for a purpose. Back to Elder Joseph. But once faith is victorious after many trials, it turns and gives birth to spiritual knowledge, or rather is given as a gift, which does not oppose faith, but flies with its wings and explores the depths of the mysteries. And these two, faith and knowledge and faith, are thenceforth inseparable sisters. And that's because our knowledge is transformed from worldly knowledge into spiritual knowledge. So take heart, all of us out there. We do have our struggles, and very soon in podcasts after I cover faith, we're going to be talking more about prayer, temptations, and grace, and how to bear our sufferings and our temptations better. So let us pray to St. Isaac and Elder Joseph to help us learn to surmount our worldly knowledge and acquire faith. So my next podcast will be about degrees of faith in the second part of homily 52. And a reminder, If you go to my profile for this podcast, you can find links to my blog and my author's website, and I will have my podcast and the quotes that I've given you written up, as well as a link to the full first half of Homily 52. May God bless you. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. In wisdom hast thou made them all. God bless you until we talk again.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.